Back here on KATE, of course, an exciting Saturday coming up here in town with the Hall of Fame induction being held at Wedgwood Cove. We're going to talk to another one of the newest members that will be inducted into the Albert Lea High School Hall of Fame coming up on Saturday. He was a member of the 1978 state champion 200-yard medley relay team, Ray Keating Jr. And Ray, a good afternoon, and thank you so much for the time here on KATE.
Well, good afternoon to you too, Aaron.
Now, Ray, let's go back into history. Let's walk down memory lane, and let's talk about your high school career. Obviously, a part of that state championship team, which I'm sure you could probably tell us maybe a stroke for stroke how that relay went. Let's talk about that race first. I'm sure that's a memory that's pretty ingrained in your mind.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, it was fun that whole year. I think to be honest with you, I think we decided to win the state when we were in ninth grade. And that was kind of the goal, you know, 10th, 11th. And then when we were seniors, I think we knew, not to be too cocky, but we think we knew we were going to win it. That was our plan.
Gotcha.
I mean, it was the plan. And that's what I remember about it. I don't think it was very close, but it was fun. It was fun to be the champ.
Yeah, Ray, you had a great swimming career, and besides being in the 200-yard medley relay, I see here on your bio the 200-yard individual medley. Was that one of your top individual swimming events?
Yeah, I am. That's all four strokes, and then I also swam the backstroke at state too.
Ray Keating Jr. again going to the Hall of Fame coming up on Saturday. And Ray, besides swimming, baseball, you're a member of the 1978 Tiger baseball team that won the Big Nine title. So baseball, swimming, were those your two main sports in high school?
Yeah, those are my only sports, really.
And when it comes to baseball, where'd you play on the diamond?
I was a pitcher.
Okay. So
pitcher and a little outfield. I wasn't a star. We won the Big Nine, but we had our year, the year ahead of us, the 77 and the 76. There's a lot of good baseball players in Albert Lea at that time.
So, Ray, going back to swimming, after high school, you went on the swim at Iowa State. And talk about your years down in Ames. You had a very successful college career in the pool as well.
Yeah, it was fun. I feel I'm proud that I swam for 4 years. I think that's kind of an accomplishment. But more importantly, I look back at swimming, and it's done so much for me. Not only in the swimming part of it, but my career. I went to Iowa State to swim, and ended up at the Ag School, which is the business I got into. And I just sometimes I'll think back and say, gosh, I've been such a lucky person on all this kind of stuff. And so, I mean, it was great. Iowa State was great.
So, Ray, after college, again, we're just walking down a memory lane with Ray Keating Jr. here on KATE, one of the 12 inductees into the Hall of Fame coming up on Saturday. And, Ray, when you look back at Albert Lea, so you went to the high school there, college at Iowa State. I guess let's just keep going down that path. And after Iowa State, where'd you end up?
Okay, after Iowa State, I came back to Albert Lea, worked for a few months, and then I got a job in Chicago with grain company. And then I got a job in Clinton, Iowa at a grain company. And then I actually got moved up to Clark's Grove, and I had an opportunity to live in Albert Lea for 4 years. And it was great. Albert Lea is a great town. Whenever I get back there, I think about how lucky we were to grow up in that city at that time and all the things that, you know, make Albert Lea great. After I was in Albert Lea, I moved to Dubuque, Iowa, for about 5 years. And then I was down in, East St. Louis, working in East St. Louis, living on the Illinois side of St. Louis. And then for the last about 7.5 years ago, I came out and I worked for Purdue out in Norfolk, Virginia, the Virginia Beach, Norfolk area.
Very cool. So you've been a few places around the U.S. in your working career after college. And let's talk about Norfolk, Virginia. I assume you like it out there. And plus, talk about your family.
Yeah, okay. So out here, I've always been in the grain business, and the grain business is the Midwest. But what's interesting about Purdue, the company I work for and where I work, is we're the only deep water export grain terminal on the East Coast. So it's interesting being in the grain business still, but on Saturdays and Sundays, I can drive down to the beach in 10 minutes and walk the dog. So it's a little bit different. So that's pretty neat. As far as my family goes, we had my daughter Chandler when we lived in Albert Lea, and we had my son Grady when we lived in Dubuque. Both of them probably pretty much, you know, from elementary through high school, grew up in, went to Edwardsville High School, which is on the east side. And then we moved out here. My daughter is up in Minneapolis working, and my son is down here in Norfolk working for a shipping company. My wife, we've been married 31 years. Okay. And she is a flight attendant for American Airlines.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Again, catching up with Ray Keating Jr., one of the inductees. It's the Albert Lea Hall of Fame on Saturday, part of that 1978 state champion 200-yard medley relay team. And Ray, we were talking last week to a Jim Wendorf, Jim and John, yourself, and a Gary on that team, and I thought it was pretty cool. Jim was saying that all you guys stay in touch after all these years, which I think is awesome.
Yeah. Matter of fact, it was this last weekend. I went to Albert Lea just because for the last 4 or 5 years, we've met in September with some of the baseball players and Jim, and we play golf, you know, till we can't stand up anymore. So we had that weekend last week, and so I'm kind of pushing myself to make it back to Albert Lea 2 weeks in a row, but I'm really looking forward to it. You know, it's really fun to get together. Jim comes out here. He's been out here a couple times. And whenever we get back, you know, Jim says, "Hey, you want me to pick you up at the airport?" And I got, you know, he's just a great friend.
That is so cool. Again, these four guys are going into the Hall of Fame coming up on Saturday at Wedgewood Cove. And before we let you go, Ray, I just got to ask you, you know, going back to high school, what are some of your fondest memories when it comes to maybe not athletics? I mean, do you have a favorite teacher from back in the day? Your days at Albert Lea High School, what are some of the things that might stand out?
Oh, well, I don't know if you know, but I was the old high school, and we lived right across the street from the high school. So I've never, ever went to the school cafeteria to eat. So I would always go home. So I didn't even know what that, I don't even think I went down there, to tell you the truth. So that was kind of interesting. I remember since we lived across the street, several of my friends would, you know, one of them, Gary DeRuz, would get dropped off by his parents on the way to work. And I would come down the stairs, you know, and with 10 minutes to get to school, and there'd be several people over there eating cereal that my friends or something, they would just come in while they're waiting for me and help themselves to cereal. So that's, you know, that's kind of a goofy story, but it's something. Albert Lea's, like I said before, the school was great. The community is great. You know, I'm proud I'm from Albert Lea. You know, I'm lucky I'm from Albert Lea, and everything was great.
I love that. Love stories about growing up. Like you said, yeah, Albert Lea, wonderful city. And again, Ray will be back here this weekend. Coming up on Saturday, Wedgewood Cove. Again, Gary DeRuz, Ray Keating Jr., John Schmitz, and Jim Wendorf, all part of that 1978 state champion 200-yard medley relay team. They're going into the Hall of Fame, Albert Lea High School Hall of Fame on Saturday. Ray, thank you so much for the time. Have you a safe trip from Virginia, and enjoy Saturday night, okay?
I will, Aaron. Thanks a lot for the time.